Power Up, Japan's moon lander resumes operations on lunar surface. By Simon Kent on January 29, 2024. Japan's moon lander resumed operations on Sunday some 5 days after it was reported to be in trouble on the lunar surface due to a lack of power. The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, JAXA, said it re-established contact with the lander, indicating that the glitch had been fixed. Communication with SLIM was successfully established last night, and operations resumed, JAXA said on X, formerly Twitter. Science observations were immediately started with the MBC, and we obtained first light for the 10-band observation. This figure shows the toy poodle observed in the multiband observation, it said, referring to the lander's multiband spectroscopic camera. The agency also posted on X an image shot by the probe of toy poodle, a rock observed near the lander. The lander could not generate power when it landed on 20th of January as the solar cells pointed away from the sun. As Breitbart News reported, the touchdown made Japan only the fifth nation to achieve a soft lunar landing, after the United States, the Soviet Union, China, and India. However, it did not come without setbacks. In the hours after the Smart Lander for Investigating Moon, SLIM, touchdown, JAXA first notified it could not confirm that the lightweight craft's solar batteries were generating power due to difficulties. That has now been rectified. SLIM landed at the edge of an equatorial crater known as Scioli, within 180 feet of its target in a crater. JAXA described it as an unprecedented pinpoint landing. The landing technology could allow future exploration of hilly moon poles seen as a potential sources of fuel, water and oxygen, the agency said. Earlier this month, a U.S. spacecraft launched by a private operator ended its lunar mission in flames over the Pacific. In August last year, Russia's first lunar spacecraft went into space in its first effort since 1976, when it was part of the Soviet Union. The unmanned lunar lander subsequently crashed into the moon after spinning out of control. The spacecraft was scheduled to land on the south pole of the moon, racing to land ahead of an Indian spacecraft. The lunar south pole is of particular interest to scientists, who believe the permanently shadowed polar craters may contain water. The frozen water in the rocks could be transformed by future explorers into air and rocket fuel, AP reports. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.